The November Halton Hills Council agenda was packed with issues ranging from planning new subdivisions to cycling lanes. We met for a marathon 8 hours on Monday afternoon and evening. Toronto City issues have migrated to Halton Hills with the Government of Ontario introducing legislation requiring municipalities to apply for approval from the province before the installation of new cycling lanes, where the installation would cause the reduction of vehicle traffic lanes. The town has a long-standing, approved active transportation master plan that guides the installation of bike lanes, thereby enhancing safety for kids and adults riding to school and around the community. The province is inviting comments on the proposed law, and our town council has weighed in. Following the lead of the Association of Ontario Municipalities, council voted narrowly against the legislation, asking the province to respect local decision-making and jurisdiction as set out in the Municipal Act when considering transportation improvements. At time of writing, the City of Toronto Council, the Ontario Professional Planners and the Ontario Society of Professional Engineers had also challenged the proposed legislation. Another council agenda item was a public meeting, enabling residents to provide feedback on the draft Southeast Georgetown Secondary Plan, a new residential area located on lands abutting 10th Line and 10 Side Road in Georgetown. Previously, it was the Russell Farm overlooking Norval. The goals of the land use plan are to provide for a mix of home styles and a street pattern that encourages walkability, to create a community hub to accommodate daily needs of residents, to respect both the natural and cultural heritage, to provide parks and trail connections, and to create easy access to recreation and active transportation. There will be a mix of housing, including low-density, single and semi-detached dwellings up to 3 stories in height, as well as medium-density, which could include duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, townhouses, low-rise apartment or condominium dwellings. This could also include long-term care facilities or retirement homes. Heights could range between 3 to 6 stories. Some local commercial, mixed and retail uses, live work units, stacked townhouse dwellings and apartment dwellings are designated. Heights for these could be up to 8 stories. The plan recognizes a Norval West Bypass Route Corridor Protection Area as a future transportation corridor, with its final size and alignment to be determined by Halton Region. Further planning work is required, and Council will take a final look at the Southeast Georgetown land use proposal in early 2025. After that, the builder who owns the land will prepare detailed site drawings and infrastructure design. Another subject of much discussion at Council was the Georgetown GO Station Area, Mill Street Corridor Secondary Plan, Preferred Land Use Plan and Policy Direction. This historic Georgetown neighborhood and beyond is already seeing high-density home building, and more is in the works. The area includes the railway area, parts of Guelph Street, Mill, King, Queen, Albert, Durham and part of Maple Avenue, Greenwood Cemetery, the Stuart McLaren Road neighborhood, John Street and River Drive. Residents who live on these streets should have a look online at letstalkhaltonhills.ca to see what's planned for this area. An important public meeting is scheduled for November 27th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Alcott Room at Mold Masters Sportsplex. Join in to find out more and then voice your opinion. Finally, what a joy it was to greet kids of all ages at the Santa Claus parades in Georgetown and Acton this past weekend. The Christmas season is here, and I wish everyone happy holidays with family and friends.